Says you don't find it difficult to believe that when another calls on God for love, your call for love remains as strong. Nor do you think that when God answers another, your hope of answer is diminished. On the contrary, you're more inclined to regard someone else's success as witness to the possibility of yours, because you recognize, however dimly, that God is an idea. And so your faith in God is strengthened by sharing. What you find difficult to accept is the fact that, like your Father, you are an idea. And like your Creator, you can give yourself completely, totally without loss and only with gain. Because that's where peace is located. Because there is no conflict. So he says that we don't find it hard to believe when somebody else calls for God's help, that doesn't mean that our call for God's help is less. And we also think if God answers somebody else's prayer, God might answer our prayer too. And at some level, we realize God is an idea. And so we are also an idea. And so our faith in God is created by sharing the idea of God. Our faith in the Creator is strengthened by sharing the idea of the Creator. There are people that sometimes don't come to my class because I talk about God. And it's hard to strengthen an idea that I don't talk about. And I really want to strengthen the idea of God in my life. And I want to strengthen the idea of love, which is God, in my life. So I am going to use the word God. I want to strengthen the idea of God, which is the idea of love. It's an idea. And the only way that an idea becomes stronger is by sharing it. Whatever you believe is strong, whatever you call a strong belief is just a belief that you've shared, a belief that you think over and over again. So whatever you focus on over and over again, it becomes stronger. And so you are an idea expressing in a body. So you are really an idea. You're not really just a body. You're really an idea expressing in a body. So the more you give the idea of yourself, which is that you are love, you are powerful, then that idea becomes stronger, and so you can give yourself completely without losing. You can give yourself completely without losing only when you recognize you are an idea, that you are the idea of love. So that's how I give myself. And that's how I strengthen the idea of God, is by sharing the idea of God. And I'm really turned on when you tell me you prayed for something and you receive what you prayed for, because that helps me believe that when I pray for something, I can receive it also. Also, if you want to strengthen your belief in anything, I have to share it. And what I do find difficult to believe is that I'm an idea too. I find it hard to believe that I'm not just flesh and blood and bone, that I'm an idea too. And I also find it hard to believe that I can give myself completely and do that totally without loss, because sometimes it looks like in the past when I gave myself, I lost. So the idea of giving myself completely and not losing is also difficult for me to accept. Which of you have noticed, those of you who are following in the book, he says that's what you'll find difficult to accept. So if you find it difficult to accept that you are just an idea, then that is exactly what the book said we was going to do. So you're right on schedule. Okay, all right? All right, then the next paragraph says, in the world of scarcity, love has no meaning and peace is impossible because gain and loss are both accepted. And so no one is aware that perfect love is in him. In the holy instant, you recognize the idea of love in you and you name this idea with the mind that thought this idea and could not relinquish this idea of love. By holding the idea of love within itself, there is no loss. The holy instant thus becomes a lesson in how to hold all your brothers in your mind, experiencing not loss but completion. From this it follows you can only give, and only giving, this is love, for only giving, this alone is natural under the laws of God. So in the holy instant, the laws of God prevail, and only the laws of God have meaning. The laws of this world cease to hold any meaning at all. Okay, so if it looks like you're in scarcity, then you're in a state where it seems like love has no meaning. And so when you're in a state that you don't feel love, you're in a state that peace is impossible. So a person in conflict is a person that's not feeling and knowing the meaning of love. So scarcity is losing the meaning of love. Now, he says that the reason why we have scarcity, or why a person would have scarcity, and is because they believe that they can gain, and we believe that we can lose. Says we believe, you believe that you can gain and you believe that you can lose, then you are a person that's not aware that you have complete love inside of you. If you are not aware of complete love inside of you, say stuff like, I win and I lose, I gain and I lose, I benefit and I don't benefit, I have abundance, I have lack, I have love, I have fear. So if you do that, he says, you're not guilty, you're just unaware that you have complete freedom within you, which is what love is. So a person that's unaware that they're completely free is a person that believes they have scarcity. So then it says, in the holy instant, and the court says the holy instant is a healing instant. It's an instant when all fear is removed. So it says, in a healing instant, I love this. He says, you recognize the idea of love is in you. So if you want to have a healing in whatever area of your life you want a healing in, you recognize that your freedom is inside you. That love is inside you. Then he says, then you unite this idea that love is inside of me with the mind that thought it up in the first place, which is my creator. So first I go, love is inside of me, and I'm going to unite this idea that love is inside of me with the mind that created me. The Course says, if you will do that, you will have a healing. You will have a holy instant. If you unite the idea that you have love inside of you with the idea that there's a mind that created you. There is love inside of me and a mind that created me. It says if a person focused on that, they'd have a holy instant, which is the healing instant.
I'm stumbling with the mind that created you. I don't understand what that means.
It's another term for God for those of us who need a new definition of God. God is nothing but the mind that created us. That's it. God. That's what it means. You unite the idea of love with God, the God that created you. You know, something created me. I certainly didn't create myself. That's why it's so funny to me when I think about people who see themselves as atheists. It's very funny to me in a way. It's like, okay, so you created yourself and you created everything. Yes, no, it was a cosmic accident. Okay, if it was a cosmic accident, then that means everything that happens in your life is an accident. And if that's true, which you're feeling guilt about because it was an accident. So you ought to be feeling innocent if you think everything is an accident and you don't have nothing to do with it. You ought to be the most loving person walking the street. So if you believe it's an accident, that's fine. But that doesn't make it an accident because you believe it's an accident. That doesn't mean that the creator doesn't exist because the person doesn't think the creator exists. So the Course is saying if a person has scarcity, that's just a person who believes that they can win and they can lose. And if you believe you can win and you can lose, you've lost sight of the fact that love is inside of you and God is inside of you and power is inside of you. And you need to unite that idea of this power being inside of you with the mind that created you in the first place. I'm going to unite my mind with the mind that created me. I want to unite my mind with the mind that created me. He says that produces the holy instant. He says you want to unite this idea with the mind that thought it and could not relinquish it. I want to unite with the mind that thinks of me as love and will never let go of the idea of me as love. I want to unite with the mind that created me in love and won't ever let go of the idea that I am love and deserve love. I want to unite myself with the mind that created me in love and will never let go of the idea that I'm lovable. That'll produce a healing. So you see what it's doing? It's giving us one thought after another that would produce a healing that we don't normally use. And the temptation is not to use it just because you don't believe it. That's why at the very beginning of the Course it says you don't need to believe the ideas. And anybody that's studied the Course for a long time knows you don't need to believe the ideas. As a matter of fact, you don't. And so what I want to do is, I got a situation in my life right now that I need a healing in. What I want to do is unite the idea that I have love inside of me with the mind that created me and will not relinquish this idea of love. that's how I'm going to handle this financial situation I'm dealing with. That's how I'm going to handle my relationship situation. That's how I'm going to handle my health situation. That's how I'm going to handle my career.